I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for murders that defy explanation, mystery seeking exploration, and shocking secrets that will leave you breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops. And neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Kale and Company, weekday mornings, 6 till 10.
You know what's a good sausage, actually, as we delve deep here into the stuff that people really care about, is the sausage that you get in that little wrapper where it's kind of like mushy and you can kind of form the patty yourself.
Yeah. Oh, yeah?
Oh, I love that as a breakfast sausage. Yeah.
I like the sausage.
You can shape it. You can make sausage balls. You can make sausage patties. You can take that thing. Yeah, it looks. Yeah, it's good stuff. It's
the
good
sausage stuff. And the Wawa Sizzlies is quality.
Great sponsor of the program.
Yes, it is.
There you go.
Yes, you go.
Yes. By the way, I see more Wawa's shutting down in Philadelphia. We have more Wawa's now here in Southwest Florida than they do in Philadelphia. It's an outrage.
Well, it's safer. It's safer to own a Wawa in Florida than it is Philly.
I know. It's sad. I mean, they're shut down because of all the people stealing stuff.
Yeah. They're not shutting down because people aren't patronizing them. They're shutting down because
business dies at 9 p.m. because it's not safe.
Exactly. Did you see the Dunkin' Donuts in Chicago where they literally have everything like behind glass and stuff because so many people are stealing? And I'm like, oh my God.
Yep. There's a video.
Gotta be the tariffs. It's the tariffs. Yeah. There's no doubt about it.
It's Trump's fault. Lebo says on Twitter, Bill Maher and Trump were like the old days of Dems and Republicans. Fight all day, cocktails at night.
Agreed. Yeah, exactly. That is such a great observation.
Yep.
He's 100% right.
It's just like my marriage. Fight all day, cocktails at night. There you go.
That's like Robin and I when we go out to the house to do something, and before long I'm yelling at her.
Wow, the
and then we don't have cocktails at night. I mean, that's how. That's the difference.
855-839-1210. All right, let's get into the news again. Round number two here at 7:05 on this Monday morning. Kale and Company News Live. Brought to you by Kitchen Magic, where the big story is, of course, Pennsylvania police arresting a suspect after Governor Josh Shapiro's mansion was set on fire while Shapiro and his family slept in said mansion. A man was arrested after allegedly setting fire to the Pennsylvania governor's mansion as Governor Josh Shapiro and his family slept inside early Sunday morning. At a press conference Sunday evening, authorities named 38-year-old Cody Ballmer as the suspect. Ballmer is charged with attempted murder, terrorism, aggravated arson, aggravated assault, and other charges, according to officials. And this comes as yesterday, where no one was injured and the fire was extinguished, according to authorities. It broke out overnight around 2 a.m. while Shapiro and his family were asleep. And I believe we have more of the gov.
Yeah, let me see if we can Phil working feverishly to grab it for me. You can roll it for me.
We celebrated our faith last night proudly.
Yeah.
And in a few hours, we will celebrate our second Seder of Passover again proudly. No one will deter me or my family or any Pennsylvanian from celebrating their faith openly and proudly. I am grateful to the good people of Pennsylvania for giving me the honor to serve as their 48th governor. I will continue to pour every ounce of my being into this work. I'm going to do my best to be your governor, and right now to be a good husband and father to my family, who are obviously traumatized by what occurred here last night. We are grateful to law enforcement for helping ease some of that trauma, thanks to their outstanding work. They were here within seconds, and they did an extraordinary job. Local, state, and federal law enforcement partners.
There you go.
John Fetterman tweeting 15 hours ago, "This is truly appalling. Profoundly grateful that Shapiro and family are unharmed, and grateful for the police and first responders for their quick actions. Whoever did this must be held to the fullest extent of the law."
Yeah.
I do not see, I have McCormick's Twitter feed up here. No statement from Dave McCormick, although much like Trump, multiple days of inactivity. So maybe they're releasing a press statement or a press release from their office in written form, or perhaps a television feed will pop up eventually. But that is the big story. And Tony, you were talking about it earlier when we gave it the news in round number one. He was a registered socialist, is what I believe you
How
said.
How do you register as a socialist?
That's what I want to know.
Well,
yeah.
Or is he just he wasn't a Democrat or a Republican. You know, he was a self-described socialist. So okay. I got to blame Bernie Sanders then. Is this how the game works?
Exactly.
I mean, Bernie Sanders is out in L.A. He's at a Coachella with singing.
He's fighting the
He's
fighting the oligarchs.
The oligarchy.
Yeah, he and AOC are fighting the oligarchy by going out to Coachella and a rally with Joan Baez on a Saturday afternoon in L.A.
She's still around.
I mean, come on. Yes, she's still singing The Night They Brought Old Gosh Shapiro's Mansion Down, I think.
Oh,
that was the song over the
wow.
Listen, I am not, trust me, I'm not a big Josh Shapiro fan. I think he's a self-absorbed guy who spends 24 hours a day making selfies so that he can get himself. Remember, he got passed over, not because it's a holiday. He got passed over because he's Jewish by the Democrats in the last election. That's a fact.
Mm, right.
They went for Tim Walz instead of him, right?
Yep.
So he should be mad at his own party for
Good
that.
Good choice.
But, listen, but nobody condones acts. And by the way, people are making good points on the X feed here and on the YouTube channel feed. Don't forget to smash it and hit the up button and the hammer and bang it, whatever you want to do on the feed.
Yeah, hammer it.
He makes it about his Judaism. In fact, he was at home.
Did you notice that? Yeah, that no one will deter him from his faith and his religion.
Yeah.
He's making it seem like it's a religious hate crime, so to speak. Yeah,
and it happened after his dinner when they were in bed. And again, I don't care how it happened, what the reason was. You don't do this. The guy gets over a fence at the governor's mansion. Meanwhile, in New Jersey, Snaggletooth governor over there, another one of the awful governors in America. What's his name? The
Murphy.
Governor who's
Phil
gone
Murphy.
Soon?
Murphy.
Yeah, Phil Murphy. He's the guy, and he's got 24-hour protection. Josh Shapiro doesn't have somebody guarding the governor's. That, to me, is the biggest crazy part of this story.
This whole thing is odd to me that somebody got that close, got into the mansion, and Secret Service or
– I know
it's not Secret Service.
What, State Police probably?
Yeah,
State Police.
Yeah,
yes.
PA State Police. But nobody saw, with a guy who was allegedly – on their radar?
Right. Yeah, and it's not like, is this guy some, ex-army guy? You know, where he'd be trained in tactical stuff?
Well,
like,
he got in and out and lit
a fire.
I know.
It's unbelievable. Do we have any updates on this guy's social media footprint? I mean,
he ripped Biden, apparently, once in the past.
Because it seems to me, when we want to find answers for somebody's motive and what they say on social media, we have it in 10 minutes.
Well, the reports online, and I've seen articles and stuff like that, but no real credible evidence, so I don't know how true this is.
Yeah, I'm not referring to X. Legit sources.
But they're saying that they were, his mortgage, him and his family's mortgage were being foreclosed on, and his house was up for a sheriff's sale. So maybe he had a grudge. I don't know.
Yeah.
Right.
But those were the reports that I saw online.
It's amazing. Yeah. Amazing that you would have your home foreclosed on, presumably because it's your fault. You couldn't pay your mortgage. You did whatever. You got fired, screwed up, whatever. Who knows what the true facts are behind that. And your retaliation is to try to burn. And I don't care about Democrat, Republican. So to me, it doesn't matter if I disagree with Shapiro on 9 out of 10 things, right? This is a guy who's doubling down on men and women's sports and all the stuff I disagree with. But resorting to the fact that you're going to just nuke his own home with his family in there, right? Like, bitch about it all you want on Twitter, start a podcast. This is not the way you go about it in the United States.
Guy's 38 with a family. And his life is over.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So there you go. All right. A couple of other stories here in the news. Speaking of anti-Semitism in this country, the Trump administration, according to the Inquirer, revoking student visas for those in Pennsylvania and New Jersey that are college students, which include, by the way, Tony Bruno, Harry Mays, yes, and Nick Cale, all Temple University alum, students at Temple, Rutgers, and Donald Trump's institution, the University of Pennsylvania, all with their student visas revoked and are facing deportation possibilities, including Haverford College, I believe, a private school.
Yes.
And here comes the Trump administration again with a lot of these nut jobs with their anti-Semitic rhetoric, and ICE has to come in there possibly. And, you know, we're getting to this point again where, again, some of these young punks, they don't know where the line is with free speech. And as they've said many times, when that speech becomes legit threats to somebody's peace, property, or physical well-being, that's not protected speech. I really hope Trump hammers these guys.
Yeah.
All of these schools. I mean, Tony, we're Temple guys. What was it like? When I was there, it was like $16,000 a year. But it's a public school. It's state-funded. You have these schools like Penn, with endowments in the billions, and they're getting
all
federal
the Ivies.
Funding. It's
all
ridiculous.
The Ivies. Every single Ivy schools like Stanford. Why are we giving them federal money on top of the endowments? And some of them have billions in endowments.
I think Harvard's got $50 billion.
On top of walking out of there with a 4-year degree, and you're probably $200,000 in debt. Think about that.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yep.
By the way, the other big story is coming up today. It's the Jeff Bezos Girls' Day Out. Now, we're talking about all guys on the show today, but you know the six women, Lauren Sanchez, who is Jeff Bezos' girlfriend, fiance, who used to do weekend sports in Los Angeles, and I used to watch her, and she was a smoke show back then, and I'm talking 2000s. She, Katy Perry, Gail King, Aisha Bowe, Amanda Nguyen, and Carrie-Anne Flynn are taking their 11-minute trip into space on the self-flying Blue Origin this morning. And if they survive, they will be on The View for a debrief and on the CBS Evening News with whoever those two strappers are that are now doing the CBS Evening News. So listen, this is cool. I have no problem with it. But this is an amusement park. This is a Jeff Bezos-funded amusement park ride where they just go up. The ship stands, you know, it spends like 11 minutes, the total trip from takeoff to coming back down, so that they can be motionless or weightless for a couple minutes and then float around in space. Remember, they've taken a lot of celebrities up there, but this is the first one in a long, long time. Good or bad, you make the call.
My question is, will they get stuck up there for 9 months and then play the blame game of who saved them and who left them stranded?
And then Musk has to go save them.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Hopefully this thing's automatic. It goes up and it comes down.
Is this how Katy Perry is attempting to relaunch her career?
I was just going to say,
this is how...
it's an odd group, right?
It is an odd group.
Katy Perry and Gail King?
Yeah. Yep. And
jeez.
Now, Sanchez.
Does Gail bring the Spanx with her on the trip or what?
Well, they all have these really, really tailored outfits.
Oh, yeah?
They're not really spacesuits because they're technically not in... I guess they're in space if you go up to the point where you have weightlessness, which is only how many miles up. That's space.
Yeah.
It's not deep space, though. It's just inner space.
Well, they can look down can look down at planet Earth, they said, for, you know...
You're technically in space.
Yeah, it's 62 miles up. It's
62 miles.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That doesn't seem
like
going
to Atlantic City.
I said that exact same thing.
Yeah.
I was like, 62 miles? Really? That's all it
takes? I'd do that.
Yeah.
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 You do that?
I'd do that.
No shot for me.
No?
No. No. 62 miles up. Wait a minute. That's how many feet are you flying at peak altitude? 35,000 feet?
Yeah, 38,000, I think, something like that.
How quickly Tony, do you have it in the story there? How quickly do they get to the 62 miles?
Well, the whole thing's 11 minutes.
It's 11 minutes up and then back down. Because when they go up there, they don't stay. It's an automated thing, so there's nobody flying it.
Okay.
None of the women are not in space suits.
Right.
You know, they're in very tailored, very nice Spanx. I mean, that's Spanx right there.
Yeah, high quality.
And then, you know, they'll show them that there's a camera, so they'll show them walking around and weightless. They should have sent Oprah up there, but I think it was too. She went over the weight limit. I think they have to make sure. You know, like when you're on an airplane, a smaller plane, you got to make sure the weight balance is on the right. Three people on that side, and you move people over to the other side.
That's a good. You know, with all the morning news anchors and everything like that, how did Gail King get that? You know her best buddy Oprah.
Oh, Oprah's pulling those strings.
Oh, absolutely,
They're hoping because the CBS morning show's ratings are in the tank.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
So they're
wonder
hoping,
why.
Yeah, they're hoping that this will boost the CBS morning show by sending Gail King up to space. Yeah.
I think Nate Burleson's rooting that she stays in space.
Yeah. Yeah. Tony DePopel doesn't bring anybody to the TV
set. That's true.
Okay.
You're 100% right.
Sorry.
100%
we're just.
Right.
We're just
talking about a socialist.
We're just taking shots at everybody today.
That's what we do here.
There you go.
That's not my style, though. I'll leave these guys up to it. It's not my style.
Tony's a lover.
You just make observations.
Yeah.
Exactly. Thank you, Harry.
It's not your style to be critical.
Not my style to rip.
I have T-shirts on my website, by the way, that say that it's not my style to rip.
What's the website, Tony?
TonyBrunoShow.com. Selling merch. I know people are going, why are you selling merch? What's his name? The guy who's a billionaire with the Barstool Presidente selling merch.
Yeah.
Because that's how you make money.
I've got a Rip Portnoy, too.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he needs to get torched because coming up in the cut sheet today, you're going to see, I believe, Trump at UFC 314.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
And I'm going to stick Portnoy in the cut sheet, in quotes, crosshairs.
Me, too. Really? I was ripping him all weekend, and it's not my style, but the guy's a phony. And listen, he does a lot of good things. He's a genius. I'm not taking anything away from him.
Oh, yeah.
The guy's a genius. He found the system that worked. He's making gazillions of dollars, but he's a flip-flopping phony.
Yep.
And Nick Kale and I, Harry, you can join in.
Oh yeah.
It's time to bury this cockroach.
Yeah,
it's
I'll time. Pile on. Yeah. When I'm done with
set him straight.
When I'm done, he's not going to have the appetite for a pizza review.
Yeah. Well, will there be any Lizzo in the cut
sheet? I'm sure he's terrified.
He should be.
No, that's what I'm saying. Terrified. This is a professional here.
I'm slapping Portnoy with 100% tariff.
Yes, exactly.
Me personally. All right, Kaylee Company, 6 o'clock, or excuse me, 7 o'clock news brought to you by Kitchen Magic. You can make magic happen with Kitchen Magic. Their experts will guide you every step of the way from free in-home design consultation to top-notch installation. Right now, enjoy 40% off installation. That's 40% off the cost of installation. Visit kitchenmagic.com today. All right, we'll come back. The Mandela effect on something that I think we all owned, maybe still own today. We'll get to that story, a very interesting one, on the other side. But first, a word from our friends at Natural Lawn of America. When choosing a lawn care service, doesn't it make sense to hire a company that provides better results and safer for your family and pets? That's why I chose Natural Lawn of America. At Natural Lawn, they believe in growing greener, healthier lawns without the harsh chemicals, and they use environmentally friendly products from organic fertilizers to safer weed and insect controls that keeps your grass thriving season after season. But don't just take my word for it. Join the growing number of homeowners switching to Natural Lawn safer services and start enjoying a beautiful, eco-friendly lawn that you can be proud of. Schedule Natural Lawn's full-service program today and get free seeding every year. If you want a greener, healthier lawn plus free seeding, call Natural Lawn, 800-FREE-SEED. That's 800-FREE-SEED. Your lawn deserves the best, so call the best. Choose my lawn care company, the locally owned and family operated Natural Lawn of America. Greener grass, fewer weeds, guaranteed.
Life can feel overwhelming, but you don't have to go through it alone. On my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Brayton, I share openly and vulnerably about everything life brings us and what we can learn by living with our hearts a little bit more open. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on self-care, motherhood, healing, and more. You are enough, just the way you are. This podcast is a reminder of that. Follow and listen to From the Heart with Rachel Brayton wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Kale and Company on demand. From Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. Join me, Professor Greg Jackson, for History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast. Available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sometimes you just have some conversation off the air that is organic and the light bulb goes off. And Harry Mays just mentioned one thing about Josh Shapiro during the break that I think we should talk about for a moment. And Harry, I don't want to steal your thunder, so I'll let you frame it the way you did off the air.
Well, I was just wondering out loud, as I do, and, you know, with this horrible story about the attempt to burn down the mansion of the governor, is like, does this end up being his assassination attempt moment like Trump experienced back in Butler, PA?
That's a great question. It's a great point. I feel like I've probably said this multiple times now on the show. I don't know if you guys, and I know I get it. Look, it's 2028. Feels like an eternity from now. Mm-hmm. But the reality is it's not.
No,
right?
Midterms.
Midterms are just over a year away. We've had special elections in the last handful of weeks that have not gone Republicans' way, except for in Florida, where I would expect Republicans to continue to win in Bruno's state and Anna Hummel's state. But I have Shapiro, and I know people like love to put their pecking order together and their power rankings, but I think Shapiro is going to be the top choice for Democrats in 2028.
You do?
I do. I think he's way better than
Gavin
Newsom.
What about Stephen A.?
I have Stephen A. ahead of Gavin Newsom.
You do?
I do. And everybody keeps mocking me for that, but
I got to tell you, Kale, I didn't think anything of that, and then they trotted him out on the Sunday show this week.
Dude, if they think he's good enough to win, he will be their useful idiot.
You may be prophetic in this.
Now, I'm still saying Shapiro is the guy, and yeah. I think he'd be like a 3-1 favorite over Stephen A. But Gavin Newsom, I mean, all Stephen A has to do is bring up one negative thing about Newsom, he'll destroy him. The only thing I would push back on Harry's assertion of is this Shapiro's assassination attempt moment is we have short attention spans.
Yeah.
That happened in July. The election was in November. The story was out of the news cycle until the second attempt in September down in Florida at the golf course.
But Tony said at the beginning of the show, and I agree with this, this is a national story. This is a huge story.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody led with it this morning. Everybody's leading with it. So I think there's a lot of validity to what Harry said.
Yeah. I mean, do you think that's a possibility there, Tone, as far as Shapiro can use
the fact
this?
The fact is that this guy had some primitive devices. So he wasn't like, you know, this guy Roth, who was accumulating all kinds of weapons to try to kill Trump. The guy.
Well,
know,
that was the guy in Florida,
course.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The guy in Florida who was looking through the fence, who almost had a clear shot until they got him.
How do you get a rocket launcher, by the way?
I don't know.
I know.
Can you go online? Does Temu sell them now? I think they're going to. Would you spend 150% tariff to get a rocket launcher from Temu right now? I don't know.
No, that prices me. My account. That prices me out, Tone.
Like a Laws rocket,
but
from the Dirty
Harry interesting movie. The interesting other angle is the fact that Butler, Pennsylvania, there's still a lot of question marks about what happened.
So
there,
many.
Oh,
about
yeah.
the suspect who died and the fact that the state police didn't react and all the other stuff. A lot of people are criticized Shapiro's handling of that and the fact that he wasn't as outraged about those situations going on in his own state. You know, and everybody's outraged about Shapiro having a guy go into his house. But this creep, I mean, look at the damage. If you've seen the pictures, these are documented photographs. This isn't doctored. This isn't AI. This guy did so much damage, and he had an improvised device that he made at home. Imagine if he was a professional and had like a really big bomb that could have just taken the entire mansion down and killed the entire family while they were sleeping.
Yep.
Yeah, and those poor kids, they're going to need some therapy, man. Can you imagine that? You know?
Oh, no question.
Somebody tried to burn our house down because of what my dad does for a living.
Mm-hmm.
And his kids are young, too, right? Like, it's horrible. It's a horrible story. Like, ugh.
Yeah. Well, and then also the kids, the alleged kids, reportedly of the suspected arsonist. If the pictures that are on the internet are true, and we don't know that they are, but if they are, I feel bad for those kids that their dad resorted to becoming an arsonist over a mortgage foreclosure.
Now he'll be in prison the rest of his life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, they're getting
him. Not just an arsonist, a murderer.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dad could have been a mass murderer.
Yeah. They're getting him on attempted murder. They're getting him on terrorism. If this guy's found guilty, he's not seen the light of day.
No.
Nor should he, by the way. Yeah. Nor should he.
Yep. 855-839-1210. Cut sheet in about 15 minutes. So this Fruit of the Loom story.
Yeah.
This is bizarre, okay? And I just want to set this up for you. I have
I'm not even aware of this story. Where did you find this?
Stalker found
this. Daily Mail.
From the Daily Mail.
That's where I get most of my
podcast. Oh, okay.
And I swear to God, I read the story three times last night in digital form before I came in here and had a printed copy. Yeah. And I'm like, all right, so I don't understand what the allegation is that now there's been this years-long internet debate about the cornucopia logo in the Fruit of the Loom logo.
You know the cornucopia logo, right?
I remember the fruit, like a horn.
Yeah, one of those horn things.
It's right there on YouTube if you want to see it. YouTube.com/@1210 WPHD.
So apparently, I have no recollection from when I was a kid of the actual cornucopia, but I do remember the grapes.
I remember the fruit.
The fruit.
Yeah.
The apple.
They had a TV commercial where the fruit actually were people dancing around.
Yeah, they are.
Correct. Correct. So now this is
taken grapes. I only see one apple, though. I see a bunch of grapes and an apple right in the middle.
Yeah.
What do you call it? That's a cornucopia, right? Is that the corn that it's coming out of?
I guess. So I was trying to research it last night to see if there's something like offensive in the logo that somebody's trying to cancel because they're offended. I didn't know what was. So I found this clip of Elon Musk and Joe Rogan having this conversation. And I don't know when this occurred, but they talked about Fruit of the Loom and apparently this Mandela effect, which is essentially where enough people believe something that happened that even though it didn't happen, people, I guess you want to call it modern day misinformation.
Misremembered.
So let's play this and let's talk about this a little bit. This is Elon and Joe Rogan. Go ahead, Phil.
So did you see the lady that actually proved the Mandela effect as a government experiment?
So she was able to prove this?
Yeah. So one of the most popular Mandela effects is the Fruit of the Loom Mandela effect, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where everybody remembers there being a cornucopia on the logo of Fruit of the Loom clothing, but apparently there's not.
Yeah.
And this lady was super convinced that there used to be a cornucopia on the logo, but Fruit of the Loom came out and said that they've never had a cornucopia, like basically just calling this lady crazy, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Fruit of the Loom even has a post of all the past logos they had all the way back to like 1893. And basically they're trying to prove that they've never had a cornucopia on their logo. But then someone came out and they actually have photo proof of this, that they found a piece of clothing in their closet with a cornucopia on the Fruit of the Loom logo. And then after this, people did more digging and they actually found newspaper articles talking about Fruit of the Loom and how there's a cornucopia around it.
So this is like the first Mandela effect to really be confirmed?
Yeah, then they literally found government documents of the Fruit of the Loom company mentioning a cornucopia, showing that the cornucopia has been a part of the company. So they can't say it's never existed, right? And since this lady has been able to prove this Mandela effect wrong, people now think that the government has been using the Mandela effect to try to see how much history they could erase without the population knowing.
Wow. So, for those who don't know, the Mandela effect is basically where you refer to a situation in which a large mass of people believe an event occurred when it did not, or a creepy phenomenon where some people remember historic events differently than others.
Right. Yep.
Raise a hand. Does everybody remember the cornucopia? Because I do not.
I don't know that I remember the cornucopia.
I do. Yeah. I probably still have some. I got to go check my underwear drawer after the show.
Because that's what I was thinking. Can you imagine having a pair of tidy whiteys that are that old that they have the cornucopia on the logo? Yeah.
Perhaps a skid mark or two.
That's a problem.
But you could get shirts. Like these people had shirts. Yeah. So like if you have some old T-shirts, old Fruit of the Loom T-shirts, maybe they have them on there. I don't know. But
remember back in the day, there was the tag, and then they went tagless.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it was just the logo.
They just printed this thing on the actual garment.
Yeah. Now,
but the scariest thing is on that label, it says, keep away from fire and value weight. What the hell is value weight?
I have no idea.
Mm.
Now, I was always more of a Hanes guy over Fruit of the Loom. I always felt Fruit of the Loom was a little low energy. We might have to do a poll.
Low T.
Yeah.
I'm more of a thong guy myself. God. That's because you live in Florida and you want to have the deep dip. You want to have a complete tan. Yeah. You just want to have that
not nice Dickie thong
market.
What I really liked about this story, honestly, when I read it, was not so much the Fruit of the Loom aspect of it, but was the Mandela effect of are there any things that you guys know that we've been told for so long that just became true that weren't true?
Well, I mean, I'm trying
everything
to
in politics for the last 9 years.
Right. I mean, basically, you can throw out any, I guess if you want to call it conspiracy theory, and if everybody believes it happened, although there's the argument for it didn't happen, right? Like we've been talking about the JFK files for how long now, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Right? And I think most people, if I had to poll people, 80, 85, 90% of people believe that the government had Kennedy killed?
Yes, yet to some degree.
Yet the government and the mainstream media will tell you that, well, that's not true. You can't verify that.
Right.
So
it
does
was
that
a single shooter.
Does that qualify as the Mandela effect, or does it have to be something goofy, like the Bernstein Bears? Remember the Bernstein Bears was pronounced differently, and everybody said it the wrong way forever?
It's the Berenstein. It's Berenstein, not Bernstein.
What the heck is that?
You don't remember the Bernstein Bears?
He doesn't have kids.
No.
Well, it was like when was that a popular thing?
It was a popular thing when we were kids, but it's also a popular thing now. Like,
is it?
We read those books to my son.
Was it like a cartoon or something?
Yeah.
I guess. Well, how about that?
You didn't have any Berenstein Bears?
You're thinking of different bears, Harry. You're thinking of different bears. These are not the same kind of bears.
I was watching NFL films as a 10-year-old.
He was with John Facenda.
I was. Doing voiceover work.
Cal, you didn't have the Berenstein Bear books?
No, I had a lot of He-Man stuff.
Yeah, of course. But you didn't have Berenstein Bear Hound.
No.
You missed
By the way, my favorite thing of the weekend, after the whole LeBron James Barbie doll thing, is everybody making memes of different Barbie dolls or action figures.
Yes.
Have you seen those? I mean, there's got to be some meme app where you can make your own.
Yeah.
Harry doesn't know David the Gnome either? Come on now.
Oh, I remember David the Gnome.
David the Gnome.
It was a terrible show. Yeah.
That sounds like a caller to the midday show.
David the Gnome. Tony, my favorite one of the little action figures from the weekend was the Joe Biden Corn Pop Lifeguard Edition.
It's never ending.
That's terrific.
So Phil, actually, I asked Phil to pull these last night, and he did a great job out of Phil. Let's roll through these on YouTube. So you've got Joe Biden Corn Pop Lifeguard Edition, Kamala Harris Word Salad Edition, which comes with knee pads.
Oh, that's booze. Not right.
Yeah, there's Joe Biden Corn Pop Lifeguard.
Wow. It's got Doritos,
hairy legs included. It's hilarious.
A coconut. Then there's the Elon Musk is Dumb AOC Starter Kit with a bunch of babies, a Tesla, a rocket ship, and the X logo. The Bill Clinton Cigar Edition.
Oh.
I did not have sex with that woman. And then you've got a mean picture of Hillary and Monica Lewinsky. You have the AOC Woke Warrior, Tax the Rich, I Love Bernie, Green New Deal, COVID Mask, and Economics for Dummies. Nice work.
Wow.
And then the Scott Pressler action figure.
Oh, my God. That's amazing.
This is why you got to get off social media.
Yeah. YouTube.com/at1210WPHD if you want to see these videos.
And it comes
It's never ending. I mean, people have so much time on their hands.
I know.
You know, I don't even have time to think about how I would go in and find a way to make that stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to have a lot of time on your hands.
Scott Pressler action figure.
Now we know why birth rates in America have plummeted.
Yeah.
Because most men are too busy making action figures on X as opposed to getting their wife pregnant. It's unbelievable. No wonder why. The average birth rate now in America is, what, 2.34 kids per family?
Yeah.
It's gone down like almost 50% since the 60s.
Well, Elon Musk is keeping that average up, though. And I think
he's the only one.
As long as he keeps cranking them out, I mean, he can repopulate the planet.
Yeah. How great is Little X, by the way?
The kid.
Awesome. Yeah. Little X getting off of Air Force
One. Not Little Nas X, yeah. It's unbelievable. All right, Kelly Company, we're going to come back, get to a Monday edition of What's on Stalker's Cut Sheet. The bigger question is what's not on the cut sheet after 72 hours. Stay tuned. It's Kelly Company, Nick, Tony, Harry, and Greg on Talk Radio 1210. WPHT.
Hey there, it's Jill Schlesinger. I'm launching a new show. It's called Money Moves, and your money is going to move. We're going to help you make better financial decisions. We're going to call out the BS you're finding all over social media. We're going to give you actionable guidance to make your financial life clearer, less stressful. We're going to answer your financial questions and take the mystery out of your financial life. Follow and listen to Money Moves with Jill Schlesinger wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Kale and Company podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and on the free Odyssey app.
I know. How We Made Your Mother is a rewatch podcast that looks back episode by episode at the hit TV show How I Met Your Mother. It's hosted by me, Josh Radner, along with series co-creator and my friend Craig Thomas.
Follow How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, that those fake dolled things were made by AI. I'm not that stupid.
Oh, my God.
But again, even I don't have time. I know they only take 10 seconds to make.
But you have to actually go in and want to do that.
We need a Tony Bruno enough clever doll people. Yeah, I know. Right now.
Yeah, somebody
needs
up
to make that right now before the show is over.
I agree.
Well, yeah,
exactly right.
Yeah, somebody that's got like, Kevin Pulls, what are you doing? Yes. You're doing nothing yeah. right
oh,
now.
That's right. People in the chat.
Kevin Pulls just ripped me for not knowing it was AI. I'm like, dude, I know it's AI. Yeah, how do you think everything's made?
I want on, actually, man. Before the end of the show, and God only knows how long we're going to go this morning. But before the end of the show, I want action figures for Tony, Harry, Nick, and myself. Get on it.
Absolutely. Oh,
wow. Get on that right
absolutely.
Now.
If somebody can do that, I guarantee you, I promise you, that will be my ex-avatar until Stalker officially tells me to delete my account.
Wow. Exactly.
Exactly right.
And make a sausage theme. You know how yeah. you have to have yeah. like the little things on the side
yeah.
that make everybody special?
Right. Mm-hmm. A little broccoli Rob, a little sausage alabado. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Spaceship Moon says, Harry skipped the Berenstain Bears for a Tito and Skinamax.
It's not far from the truth.
It's funny
also,
because it's true. Yes.
Also, if you have any Mandela effect, stories, not stories, but things that you remember as being true but
yeah.
aren't true.
Examples.
You can hit us up on YouTube or Twitter and let us know.
Is this like just another form of alternate facts?
Could be.
Well, you know, like, there's always those stories, those, like, old wives' tales that have been passed down from mm-hmm. generation to generation. Like, I remember my mom or maybe my grandmother was saying, don't go to bed with a wet head. Or, if you go outside with a wet head, you're going to get cold. Which is not true.
Right.
So.
Cracking your knuckles. Causes arthritis.
Arthritis, yeah.
It's a myth.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, they do. I have arthritis. I crack my knuckles all the time. But I think the other one is don't go into the pool. You just ate lunch.
You'll get a cramp. Right. You'll get a cramp and drown. That's a great one. That is a great one. If you have any other ones, you can call in 855-839-1210 or hit us up on the socials.
What a mystery.
Kevin Pohl says, I didn't rip you personally, Tony. I know you didn't, but I mean, it's still, we're having fun, Kevin. I get it. We all can take a joke here. I think most of us can.
Yeah.
I think all of us can.
Would a mispronunciation count? Lancaster?
It's Lancaster.
Would that qualify as a Mandela effect?
I don't know, somebody wrote in Looney Tunes versus Looney Tunes.
Yeah, T-O-O-N-S yes. versus T-U-N-E-S.
I want to give credit. That's Casey V. Snyder who wrote in and said Looney Tunes, T-U-N-E-S versus T-O-O-N-S.
There you go.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dr. Mike, my chiropractor, sends a text. He says, Stalker would be an inaction figure.
Oh.
I bring it.
Oh. What are you talking about? He's getting ready for the big bike ride. You think he's just sitting around all day not practicing his bicycling?
Well, it's funny you say that. We're going to make this about Stalker for a second. I actually received a text over the weekend from the great Stephanie Mack of Families Behind the Badge.
Yeah.
And she asked if Stalker has received his bike yet from New Jersey and Road Warrior. To which I believe the answer is still a no.
The answer is still a no, but I've been, like, look, I'm running a radio station and participating in a morning show. It's not like I'm sitting there twiddling my thumbs. I have a lot going on. I have a 4-year-old, like, I have a lot going on in my life that I can't just drop everything and do things. He did a great job, and I will get the bike, but I'm, like, I get it. I understand.
Stop it!
When is the race now? How many days away? Do we have a countdown clock?
July.
Oh, it's a long way away.
Well, I have to start training. You know what I mean? Like, I'm running and stuff. But
How many miles is it?
65 miles.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
That's like going to space with Bezos
with
and the girls
Bear.
Today. Yeah. Just think of that.
Yeah.
Yep. Except there won't be 11 minutes to go 65 miles.
That's true.
That's right.
True.
And if we don't get to the cut sheet, we'll be 11 minutes late. Yeah. Let's get down to it now.
We were on time.
We were.
What's on?
Yeah.
The cut sheet.
What's on the cut sheet on this Monday? Sponsored by Rita's Italian Ice. We call it water ice here. Okay, water ice. Get ready for a burst of bold fruity flavor. Introducing Rita's new Skittles Ice. Try it in a gelati or an ice blender. Add even more fun with a crunchy new Skittles pop topping. Stop by Rita's today. Thank you, Rita's, for sponsoring the ever-important Monday edition of What's on the Cut Sheet. All right, I want to start with, there's so much here, so buckle in, folks, because this is going to be a long cut sheet. I know, shocking, right? I want to start with RFK Jr., if you guys don't mind.
But we have to bring Anna back for that.
He was on CBS Evening News. They did an interview that they kind of spilled out into four different shows. There's two different clips I want to play. The first one is about healthcare. Actually, no. Let's play number one first. This is Big Food. He says Big Food is at the point where they see the writing on the wall.
Okay.
I want to see if this is true. I don't know. I don't know, guys. I don't know if this is... He's doing a lot of pontificating.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And a lot of speaking. But let's see.
Easier said than done, right?
Roll it.
One of the first groups I met with after I was sworn in were the big food companies. All of the major food processors and producers in this country.
How'd that go?
And it went very well. And I think they're at the point where they see the writing on the wall. And, you know, one of the things I said is that the food dyes are kind of the most egregious because they don't use them in any other country. They're clearly associated with a grim inventory of diseases, including cancers and behavioral diseases, neurological diseases like ADHD. And it's very, very well documented. And they're making, in many cases, the same products in this country that have those dyes, and then they use vegetable dyes in Canada, Mexico, and Europe.
So can't you say to them, hey, we want the stuff you're making there?
Yeah, that's what I said to them. And I said it, they all have to be out within 2 years.
Well, what we're talking about, there's two different things. There's fighting big pharma and fighting big food. Staying on the subject of big food, it seems to me he's really pursuing two things, food dyes and seed oils. Do you want to give him a little credit, or was it going to happen regardless? What is it, Shake Shack? They got rid of the seed oil for the beef tallow. I think Buffalo Wild Wings, I read this over the weekend, Buffalo Wild Wings has also ditched their seed oil, but they've gone to the, quote, lowest form, lowest quality beef tallow, which is very cheap in the beef tallow power rankings.
Is that bad for you, though?
That's the question. The argument that I read is, it's like a push. It's really no different than a seed oil. Apparently, the only two.
What about seed oils from the pot guys out there who get a lot of seeds? And can you make oils out of those and get high as their THC and no seed oils?
Oh, 100%. 100% there are.
Yeah, I think the only oils that are good for you are coconut oil, avocado oil, and olive oil.
Love avocado oil.
That's the thing. The beef tallow is animal fat. You know what I mean? And like,
yeah, exactly.
Look, if it's healthier for you than these red dyes, because at least it's natural.
Yes, right? Not synthetic.
Has anybody on the show ever had anything cooked in beef tallow?
Sure.
I have no idea.
I don't know that I have.
I made a brisket over the weekend. Thank
really?
You very much. Yeah. And you let it, when you put it out of, when you take it out of the smoker and you wrap it up in foil.
Smoker?
Yeah. You put a little beef tallow on the aluminum foil and put the brisket down and let it kind of absorb.
You
into
like
that.
Paint it now, with a brush?
No. You just let it absorb. You just let the bottom absorb, and then you wrap it up and let it rest for 10 hours.
Do you have to? Can you buy it at a local?
Absolutely,
local low end grocery store.
Yeah,
like I could get it at Giant.
You can get it at Acme. You can get it at
Aldi.
Giant. You can get it anywhere. If you go to like one of the
now,
nicer,
what row is it in? Is it in the like the bacon row? Because you know there's tripe, and then
yeah,
I think it's in the seasoning.
You know, and remember.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Remember when what's his name? The guy who used to say beef fat, pork fat rules.
Emeril.
The great Emeril Lagasse, pork fat rules.
Yep.
He used to cook everything in fat. So now it's beef tallow, which is beef fat, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Triglycerides, basically, is what it is.
Not Captain Beefheart, of course, one of Harry's favorites also from back in the day.
Yes.
Captain Beefheart.
The Kennedy clip that was making all the news over the weekend until the Shapiro thing was when he was speaking on healthcare. This is cut two. He says that like if you're smoking three packs of cigarettes, eating donuts, and living this unhealthy lifestyle, you shouldn't expect society to pay for you.
Mm.
Wow. Roll this.
What's the basic level of care every American should receive, and who should pay for it?
When it comes to health care, that's a difficult question because people have a choice about how sick they're going to be. Many people. If you don't have any choice, then, you know, then we should give you all the resources that you want. But, I mean, it's a moral question, too, and it's a philosophical question. If you're smoking three packs of cigarettes a day, should you expect society to pay when you get sick?
No.
Maybe pay for you to help stop smoking.
Or should we encourage people, should we incentivize people to take care of themselves? And then when they get sick, make sure they're taken care of.
It's an easy answer for me. Healthcare is a lot like finances. You know, it's like the same thing with the Biden loan student bailout thing. Wait a minute. So I took out a loan. I signed a master promissory note to repay my debt to Temple and whatever financial institution I borrowed from. And now I got to pay for your master's degree or your doctorate degree.
Yeah,
it's ridiculous.
Yeah, but doesn't that sound a little bit similar to when during COVID, when people were saying, if you don't get the COVID shot and you get COVID, like you can't get. You know, you can't go to a hospital and take up a bed and all this kind of stuff.
You remember that?
Remember that, though? Exactly. That happened.
Yeah. It did.
Okay.
Hey, you're not going to get COVID if you take the shot. Some guy no longer with us. Well, he's still with us, but not really with us.
Yeah, he's doing a book tour now at Tulane.
Yeah. Donald Trump was at the UFC fight over the weekend in Miami. He loves going.
Who wasn't? Who wasn't at that fight?
he brought his grandkids, which I thought were was pretty cool. Who was there? RFK Jr. was there. Cheryl Hines, which we'll get to in 1 second. Dave Portnoy, Shaq was there.
Yeah, I'm gonna get to Portnoy.
Roll this, Phil.
And making the entrance right now. To a standing ovation, the 47th president of the United States of America, flanked by UFC CEO Dana White and others, Donald J. Trump.
Is there anybody else that has a walk-in other than fighters? He has some music. Can rock start playing?
He had one at the NCAA tournament, too. He always gets a walkout. It's like a prerequisite for him coming. Give him the walkout. People love it.
They do.
Well, what he loves is
Nick, they need to start chanting, Donald Trump.
Cody Rhodes. There it is, Kai Trump. Where is there? Freeze it right there.
Trump has been to more sporting events than every beat writer in Philadelphia for the last 5 years.
It's unbelievable. And there's that skunk, there's that fraud, Portnoy.
Yeah.
This guy crying and bitching and moaning all week long. Yeah. Donald Trump's tariffs are costing me tens of millions of dollars.
Yeah.
Davy Day Trader, one bite, everybody. Shut up. Because here's the deal. You don't get to bang on Trump and cost you $10 million and then fanboy out like a little 9-year-old. Oh, Mr. President, I'm going to shake your hand. I love you. Make America great again. Which one is it, pizza dude? Which one?
He's a flip-flopper.
You're exactly right. Yeah. I was on him all weekend long.
Loser.
Phony. He's going on all these network television shows. He used to just go on the cable news, and now he's on ABC and all this going crazy because the stock market went down last week.
Yeah.
Here's a guy who throws $250,000 bets down on stupid sporting events. Like it's candy. And God bless him. He has it. He can do it. It's his money.
Yep.
But don't go on television now pretend you understand tariffs and how the world works. You didn't know anything except gambling. And the amazing thing about gambling, and I think I said this Friday, gambling and day trading, betting on sports and day trading is the same thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You're using your own money, but you think you know more than anybody else because you got a lot of money in the bank and you can piss away $250,000. Don't go crying on TV. Mm-hmm. Learn how it works.
Well,
the stock market goes down and then it always goes back.
It's only a paper loss unless you sell the stock.
Correct. So if he just rides it out, he'll be fine. My biggest beef.
The guy can't even put a nail in a spike for his dog fence in his Miami mansion. Did you see that video?
No.
But absolutely embarrassing.
He
gets a hammer in his hand and he's out there with a nail and he's trying to nail a spike into a piece of wood. And I've never seen a man more inept than David Portnoy at doing basic stuff.
So it was like the first time he lifted up a hammer.
You ought to watch Greg and I assemble a crib.
Oh.
We'll make Portnoy look like Tim Allen.
By the way, Carl Mayer brings up an interesting point, guys.
Love Carl Mayer.
Would you let your granddaughter wear what she wore there?
Yeah, is she 17?
She's 17.
Yeah.
I don't know.
She's going to Miami University on a golf scholarship.
No,
she's
going
to be wearing nothing in about 6 weeks.
I get it. I understand what you're saying, but like
I agree.
It's granddad.
Have you seen what women wear at UFC fights and MMA events?
They're women. They're not 17.
It's the president's...
There's girls in Las Vegas who are probably 15 walking around like
they're
strippers.
Hookers.
No, they're not.
Yeah, they
are.
They're
not. They're just regular. Go look at the Coachella video.
All these
tweens out there walking around in that mess.
Coachella.
Burning Man.
Lost in all the Portnoy stuff was the fact that he said he was going to consider, if this continues with tariffs, I'll consider voting Democrat in 2020.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, okay, Michael Rappaport. Yeah. It's on the table. Exactly. It's on the table.
Yeah.
So there was a making the rounds over the internet on the internet over the weekend. This is 19. So Trump, when he got to his seat, you know, was there shaking hands with everybody. Bobby Kennedy was there, and his wife, Cheryl Hines. A lot of people know her from Curb Your Enthusiasm. So they're saying that she was snubbed. The president snubbed her. Let's roll this video.
Crazy thought he's at the White House to fight for.
There's Bobby. There's Bobby, and he right by Cheryl Hines.
Oh, and look at her hand. You see her? She's like,
But she stops and talks to the granddaughter, Kai.
Yep.
He comes over to talk to the announcers, wants to shake Joe Rogan's hand.
Shaq.
Yeah.
No, that's not Shaq. Who is that?
Joe gives him a hug. Yeah. But then he goes back. So, of course, the media made it about Trump, snubs.
Yeah.
RFK Jr.'s wife.
That was my point, yeah.
He looked like he snubbed her.
Yeah.
He did.
Well, no.
He did. Because
he saw Joe Rogan and his, you know, he was like, oh, I got to get to Joe Rogan. Mm-hmm. So he kind of missed Cheryl Hines. But
I'd rather talk to Cheryl Hines.
He does. He does go back to her. I don't think they show that here.
He does go back?
He does, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he goes back. He goes back to her. But that's the part the media won't show you.
Yeah.
They'll just all tell you about how he snubbed her, and then she was mad. And she makes a face like, what?
Yeah.
And then he goes back.
Yeah. Yeah.
He loves this UFC stuff.
No, he absolutely does.
I hate it.
You hate UFC?
I don't watch it.
Stalker, you love it, right?
You're un-American. Yes, I love it.
See, it's weird. I'm almost numb to it. Like, I don't hate it, but I don't feel the need to watch it. Like, I've never been drawn in other than when either Lesnar or CM Punk fought.
Well, because you're a big
because of the crossover
hall.
Wrestling appeal, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
super popular. I mean, super popular.
Oh, sure.
Oh, I don't begrudge people for liking it.
No,
it just
I understand
doesn't,
why.
Just,
I mean, people love
do anything for me.
Yeah.
People
love violence.
I was into it back in the early 2000s. You know, when it just started getting big.
Yeah.
But you're right. I mean, there's listen, if you want to watch it, watch it. If you want to pay per view. If you want to buy wrestling like Nick does, so I don't buy pay per view. Like, people are mad, you know, about the Phillies games being on Apple TV on a Friday night with their cream. Yeah. That's the world we live in now. I don't subscribe to Apple TV. So if the Phillies are on Apple TV, I'm not watching.
I will say this. It is ridiculous. I'm glad you brought this up, Tony. In 2025, we still have blackouts in sports where you can't get certain teams. That is outrageous.
Yeah.
Well, you can't get your home team unless you have a streaming service.
Right.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. You should never be blacked out from your own local market.
I agree.
You brought up, Tony, you brought up Coachella over the weekend. So apparently the temperatures there were like 101 degrees. It was
It's in the middle of the desert. Right. It's not Burning Man, but it's not. I mean, they had like the Go-Go's performing there.
Yeah.
Did you see the Go-Go's on stage?
Yeah. One of the headliners. So Friday night, the headliner, I think, was Lady Gaga. Saturday night was Green Day. And Green Day is under fire, literally, because it was 98 degrees or whatever. Like, it was dry, hot. And they're letting off pyrotechnics, and apparently one of the pyrotechnics caught a palm tree on fire.
Oh boy.
And they're like, did California in January not just go through these like wildfires?
Right. I was just going to ask,
what are we doing?
Karen Bass?
And by the way,
it
doesn't rain. It doesn't rain in the desert, so everything's always dry there.
Always dry. Yep. But before, I think this was before Charlie XCL or whatever the hell her name is, his name. I don't even know who this person is. Bernie Sanders, 80-something-year-old Bernie Sanders came out and shocked the world where he was talking about oligarchies and you are the next generation that needs to get involved. So the crowd was enthralled with a surprise appearance on Saturday night by Bernie Sanders. Wow. Roland.
We need you to stand up to fight for justice.
Justice.
Bernie Sanders and Coachella.
This old
fight
communist
for
fart.
Economic justice, social justice, and racial justice.
Yeah.
Now we got a president of the United States who...
Yeah.
I agree. He thinks that climate change is a hoax.
Now here's some pyrotechnics.
He is dangerously wrong. And you and I are going to have to stand up to the fossil fuel industry.
Oh, yeah.
You're the fossil.
Tell them to stop destroying this planet.
Yeah, whatever you say, Bird. Go fire up another doobie in the crowd.
Did he crowd surf?
Did he crowd surf at least?
But in Florida, where Maxwell is from, many other states, politicians are trying to take away a woman's right to control her own body.
Right, Bert. Yeah.
We need you to stand up and fight
and
for
do
women's
what?
Rights.
We now go get a face
an
tattoo.
Today that is working.
You think he drops some acid?
Well, yeah. For the billionaire class. But not for working families.
I get it. That's enough of this clown.
That's his demo, right?
I've never gone.
You
to
talk about Coachella's a bunch of young. There are young people who actually went out and had to get a loan so they can buy tickets to go stand in a long lines where the stench from the night before, because there's no showers. There's public showers in the desert, and there's video of people standing in line covering their face because everybody stinks of booze. And not having a shower for 2 days, sitting in the stinking desert. You know what I'm saying?
What would you say the age demo is of somebody that attends Coachella?
In the 20s.
It's all over the place now. 20s, it used to be old people and old hippies.
The same.
But now everybody goes.
Do you think anybody knew who Bernie Sanders was when he came out?
Of course.
Really?
Yeah. The same people that went to see Woodstock 99 in 1999 when I was 19.
Yep.
They were. It's like it's. It's our kids now that are going to see this Coachella crap. But by the way, so he's talking about the billionaire class and oligarchies and all this stuff. The cost, Tony's right, the cost of tickets there is insane. Look at what somebody posted.
Oh, I hear about it, yeah.
$102. Look at that spread for that amount of food. It's, four tacos, maybe five tacos, some burrito thing, and a lemonade, $102.
Yeah. Wow.
So they're sitting here talking about the oligarchy and the middle, and you know, the middle class is being squeezed, and these billionaires, $102 for a taco meal.
Yeah.
Then you can
and
get
it's
it,
garbage. Look at it. It looks like garbage.
Meat.
I wouldn't feed that to my dog.
It's not even real meat.
Look at that.
Well, and these are the same people that are probably crying about how they have no expendable income, and they're getting
and they can't
pinched.
Pay off their college.
But they're dropping $102 for a $14 taco kit.
Yeah, right.
It's unbelievable.
People were taking out loans. We're getting seriously taking out loans to go to Coachella.
Yeah.
And look at the videos. And the interesting is Bernie Sanders is out there with the same nonsense he's been doing for decades.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and who the hell's listening to that guy?
It works.
Seriously,
he keeps getting money.
And then he's got AOC. He's got AOC out there. And he's wearing a Dodger hat in one of those shots.
Yeah.
The guy who owns the Dodgers is worth $6 billion.
Yeah.
So you talk about hypocrisy.
Well, he probably
he's
gave Bernie money.
Old,
Yeah.
Well, he's just another old burned out loser who's got three mansions because he was a threat 20 years ago. And every time it looked like he was going to be the socialist candidate for the Democrats, because he's a Democrat posing as a socialist or a socialist posing as a Democrat. They bought him a mansion and told him to go away. He's got three mansions. So stop it with the oligarchy stuff, okay? Learn how to say it, first of all.
Yeah.
But oligarchy.
Oligarchy, yeah. This is where I think, though, that the left and the right have something in common. They both agree, I think, for the most part. Now, maybe some people are going to disagree with this opinion. But I think whether you're far right or far left, we all agree that the middle class is being squeezed, right? Like this is
absolutely
the reallocation of wealth.
That's why Trump was elected.
Right. Yeah. And like to me, it comes down to you have people on the left that are sick of the billionaires, people on the right that are sick of the billionaires. You know, the middle class is being decimated, so it's the 1% against everybody else. But a lot of these people that are bitching and moaning that have a good salary, if you're broke, you just have bad decision making, right?
Yeah. You're spending too much money.
You're spending. It's like the United States government. How the hell are we $36 trillion in debt with all the money this country generates?
By the way, JJK says people should have just stolen the food and yelled, "People got to eat." Everybody's got to eat. Everybody must eat. What was the
next year?
Oh yeah, that's a meat. What was her name? Meatball or something?
Oh, yeah. I got her right here. Hold on a second.
Everybody must eat.
Yeah.
Everybody must eat.
Speaking of Bernie Sanders and oligarchy, he's been saying the exact same thing since 1993, and the internet. Yep. Did a little montage of this. YouTube.com/at1210WPHD if you want to see the video. Roll this.
This great country of ours is moving very rapidly in the direction of oligarchy. The United States of America today is increasingly becoming an oligarchy. More and more oligarchy. Moving toward an oligarchy. We are moving in the direction of oligarchy. We will move even more rapidly in the direction of an oligarchy.
This great country
2014
is evolving into an oligarchic society.
Oligarchic.
It is called oligarchy, and that is the system we are rapidly moving toward. This is a budget that moves our country rapidly into the direction of oligarchy. A handful of billionaires are moving this entire planet toward an oligarchic society.
We start off with the bad news, which is pretty bad, and that is that under Donald Trump, this country is hurtling rapidly toward oligarchy.
We are hurtling since 1993.
Yep. Hurtling. That's so great.
For 32 years, Bernie Sanders has looked the same.
Yeah.
Tremendous.
Existential.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's one
it's
of the
an
great,
existential oligarchy.
That's one of the great things
at the
about
Olive
the internet.
Garden. If you go to the Olive Garden, can you say Olive Garden and oligarchy in the same place?
I have no idea.
But the internet keeps receipts.
It does.
That's what the, one of the best thing about it.
Yeah. I mean, he looks the same. He sounds the same. He's saying the same thing. He's the guy that says capitalism is a failed system. It has destroyed America.
It's done pretty well for him.
Yet that guy has the nerve. You know what? I don't even hate Bernie for this. I really don't. I think the people that actually pay to get his autographed book for $95, you're the moron.
Yeah, exactly.
Bernie Sanders is ripping you off. So I don't even hate Bernie for that. If you can find a dope that will take a book for $95, seriously.
Yeah.
YouTube.com/at1210WPHT. Nick played this in the big take, but I'm going to go through Bill Maher talking about his meeting at the White House's dinner with President Trump. And you said this in the big take. I just want to say it again. Like, I give him credit for not giving a flying F what his audience thinks. He's going to do what he thinks is right. I wish more broadcasters would do this, and I'm not just talking about liberal broadcasters. I'm talking about conservative broadcasters too, who only say the good things when it's on their side of the aisle. Sorry. You know exactly who I'm talking about. Grifters. Anyway, I don't want my audience to be upset. Shut up.
Yeah. Exactly.
Have a backbone, you scumbags. Okay. Cut three here. This is where he talks about signing, having Trump sign the list of insults that he's done over the years. Cut three, roll it.
Dinner with President Trump, a dinner that was set up by my friend Kid Rock, because we share a belief that there's got to be something better than hurling insults from 3,000 miles away. And let me first say that to all the people who treated this like it was some kind of summit meeting, you're ridiculous. Like I was going to sign a treaty or something. I have no power. I'm a comedian, and he's the most powerful leader in the world. I'm not the leader of anything, except maybe a contingent of centrist-minded people who think there's got to be a better way of running this country than hating each other every minute. So, thank you. Okay, so meet up in person. Maybe it'll be different. Spoiler alert, it was. First good sign, before I left for the Capitol, I had my staff collect and print out this list of almost 60 different insulting epithets that the president has said about me. Things like stupid, dummy, lowlife dummy, sleazebag, sick, sad, stone cold crazy. Really a dumb guy, fired like a dog, his show is dead. It was 60. I brought this to the White House because I wanted him to sign it, which he did.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
The only thing more consistent than Bernie's outdated message is Trump's signature. Oh. It looks the same every single time.
It's like an auto pen.
It is. It's not the auto pen that Biden used back in the day. No. You know, what's also amazing about that, too, is you ever see him when he's signing the executive orders?
Yeah.
You know, most people that are really successful, like a doctor or a lawyer, it's usually like...
You can't even see it. Like, it's illegible.
Chicken scratch.
Yeah.
Trump, like, legitimately takes the time and effort with every letter.
Oh, it's like he's signing the Declaration of Independence or something.
It's like when I was growing up and I was learning how to do, like, grammar stuff. Like, in, you know, and God knows I still
write in cursive.
Writing in cursive. My grandmother would be watching me, and if I got sloppy, she'd slap my elbow and tell me, you have to have good penmanship, Nicholas.
She's right.
You're right.
Yeah, well, not these days. It doesn't matter anymore.
Nobody writes anything anymore.
Nobody's learning. Kids aren't learning cursive.
No, you know they just use Grok or AI to produce a book report.
All right, a little bit more from Bill Maher on his meeting with Trump. This is cut four, Phil. Roll it.
The guy I met is not the person who the night before the dinner tweeted a bunch of nasty crap about how he thought this dinner was a bad idea and what a deranged I was. I read it and thought, oh, what a lovely way to welcome someone to your house. But when I got there, that guy wasn't living there. Now, does Trump want respect? Of course. Who doesn't? My friend said to me, what are you going to wear to the White House? I said, I don't know, but I'm not going to dress like Zelensky. I'll tell you that. Okay. Just for starters, he laughs. I've never seen him laugh in public, but he does, including at himself. And it's not fake. Believe me, as a comedian of 40 years, I know a fake laugh when I hear it.
That's awesome.
And I thank you for them.
There you go.
Hey, see, this is where I got a rip, Bill, now. What do you mean you've never seen Trump laugh in public?
I have never seen him laugh
in public.
There's
plenty of times where Trump's joking around, having a good time.
Yeah, he's joking and having a good time. I've never seen him laugh.
Really?
Yeah. No.
I think I've seen it. It's not like he's always hellfire and I actually think his social media game comes off way more angry than he really is. Right?
Yeah.
But that's with everybody. Right? Like, that's the whole, would you have said it on the air or would you have said it in person? Versus behind a keyboard, so forth and so on.
But it's different when he says stuff than some anonymous, you know, person without an avatar.
Well, that's true. Yeah. But just the demeanor of his messages on social media, I think as somebody that listens to his stuff every day, I can hear him literally saying what he's typing.
Isn't it interesting to me? Like, what's interesting to me is that Bill Maher has donated a lot of money to, like, Democrats in the past. Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, all these people. He's never been invited to the White House until Trump.
Who he's
you know, they spar back and forth all the time.
Wow.
So it's just interesting to me that Trump had the grace to do it and, like, and Obama didn't.
Well, it's because of Kid Rock, though. He really spearheaded the whole thing.
Agreed. Yeah. I don't know if Bill Maher would have called up and said, hey, can I come there, if he would have. But
well, Trump's also the same guy that was joking with Chuck Schumer at the Al Davis dinner or the Al Smith dinner weeks after being shot in the ear and being called Hitler by Schumer.
All right. What do you think? Is this Bill Maher, like, genuine Bill Maher, or do you think he's doing this to kind of play up to an audience that he's trying to reach now that...
I think it's for the show.
The liberals don't like him anymore.
I mean, I think it's for the show, right? Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
it's great content.
Anybody in media, if they get the chance to go to the president, whether he's on your side or not, you go, right?
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, here's the thing, though. The other thing is, remember, this was 2 weeks ago. So he didn't even do it last Friday night.
Right.
He did it on his Club Random thing where he sits there and smokes dope and drinks with somebody.
Yep.
On his podcast version. It's called Club Random. And I've been there. And his talent every once in a while stops in. Harry and I know talent. But, you know, so it took him a week. And he wrote it, obviously, and he writes brilliantly.
Yeah.
So he did it as his monologue. And I get it. Because he knows, seeing that all the people who covered up for Joe Biden, who are now writing books after the fact when they were complicit, he was one of those guys too.
Yeah.
So now he's trying to play both sides every once in a while, not as phony as Dave Portnoy, but he now knows that if he just keeps going and praising Democrats, he's going to lose a lot more. Even though he's a comic, he's still going to lose a lot more of his credibility, even though he's a comedy show, because he's known as a left-wing guy. He'll always be a left-wing guy. I don't mean super far left. He's not going to defend Joe Biden now. Anybody who keeps defending Joe Biden or Kamala Harris, you know, they work for the Democratic Party, or they're getting paid to work for the Democratic Party.
Or they're
Party.
Keith Olbermann.
So that's what he's got to do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Keith, who doesn't care. Keith, who doesn't care, he'll just rip anything. He ripped Bill Maher. Yeah, he went after him, too.
Yeah, he did. Yep.
All the usual suspects went after Bill Maher because he had the audacity to say that he went to the White House and he was treated
nicely.
Tony
hung out with him in the grotto, Bill Maher, I think. Didn't you?
Absolutely, yes. Yeah. Absolutely. He was always at the Playboy Mansion.
Would have loved to have been a fly on the wall.
Which is no longer there. You know, it's over. Yeah. It's gone. It's all gone.
Stalker, his first day at the Playboy Mansion.
Holy crap! cut five here on the on Bill Maher with the White House visit. Roll this.
And he said, "You know, I've heard from a lot of people who really like that we're having this dinner. Not all, but a lot." And I said, "Same. A lot of people told me they loved it, but not all." And we agreed. The people who don't even want us to talk, we don't like you. Don't talk, as opposed to what? Writing the same editorial for the millionth time and making 25-hour speeches into the wind? Really, that's what liberals have? He takes the piss out of everybody else, and we can hold ours? Okay, that's my report.
Wow.
You can hate me for it, but I'm not a liar. Trump was gracious and measured, and why he isn't that in other settings, I don't know, and I can't answer, and it's not my place to answer. I'm just telling you what I saw, and I wasn't high.
That's great. Trump wasn't gracious.
Well, Trump is that way in other settings, when he meets heads of state, when he's negotiating with world leaders. That's decorum. He gets that. The public persona is not an act. I mean, that's him too, but that's how he gets results.
Yeah.
That's how he gets people to come to the table.
Yeah.
You know, you throw something out there and you see how they react. So, again, I'm not a Trump apologist. You know, I find problems with all politicians.
Yep.
But the bottom line is, there's no doubt that Bill Maher is doing the smart thing. Is he has to play both sides. But you watch, as we get closer to 2028, he'll be kissing Gavin Newsom's butt. Every single night.
Yeah, but you know what, Tony? The same people that get offended by Trump being so authentic are the same ones that would rather have a politician be this swarmy snake oil salesman. They're the same people that are not mad about the government wasting your money. They're mad that Elon Musk uncovered it and made it public. Think about
that. Yeah, exactly. Anybody should be mad. And I mentioned before, I have my son and daughter-in-law who work for the Social Security or work for the IRS, I should say, you know, and they may be losing their jobs. So I understand, you know, they're obviously worried right now. But it's not about individual people. It's about what the government is doing with our tax dollars. Mm-hmm. That's what this is all about.
And that's why I think Stephen A. Smith has a chance, because I think we're at an inflection point where people are tired of career politicians on both sides. And the Democrats.
I disagree. I think Stephen A. Smith has. I think Stephen A. Smith. Is doing he's obviously getting a lot of love from people. They're putting him on network shows. He's not going to be the dominee. And I know Stephen. I've known him forever. So I think that this is obviously feeding his ego. And he hears and he sees all the candidates are idiots, the Tim Walses of the world and all these
people
others.
Said the same about Trump back in 2015,
That's
2016.
What I said.
Yeah,
but Trump has business.
Trump had business chops. He had a record. You know, he had, you know, Stephen A. Again, he's great at doing sports commentary. He's an opinion on everything, which is great. He's not a waffler, but I just can't see him actually going. And I mark the tape. I'll be the first to say there's no way he's going to be the nominee.
Well, let's get to Stephen A. Smith, and I was going to do Dana White, but we can do that in a second. This is cut 30. The problem I think with Stephen A. Smith is that when Trump. You're right about Trump, both Nick and Harry. You're right about Trump. But everybody knew who Donald Trump was. Everybody.
Yeah.
The majority of people have no idea who Stephen A. Smith is. We do. Sports people do. But the majority of people have no idea who he is. I was at a party a couple weeks ago when we were having the same conversation. I literally went around the room and like four people knew who he was.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. And it's a bunch of people who are in their 40s and 50s.
I bet Anna didn't know who he was.
No,
because she doesn't follow any sports. Right, I know that.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying. Like, the name recognition of Donald Trump was way higher than Stephen A. Smith's.
Well, yeah, but, that's true.
But the fact that he's on ABC this week, which we're going to play in a second, gives credence to what Nick said in his big take on Friday.
Well, yeah, to your point with Trump, there was the crossover appeal. He was real estate. He was Hollywood.
Yeah.
You know, he was The Apprentice.
His own TV
guy
show.
Was in Home Alone. I mean,
he's the most famous person on Earth right now. There's no one on Earth that doesn't know who Donald Trump is.
Right.
Earth, not just the United States.
Right.
All right, Stephen A. Smith on running for president. Roll it.
I saw you mentioned Bill Maher. I saw Steve Bannon was on with Bill Maher, and he was asked what Democrats he worries about. And you know what the only name he mentioned? As a Democrat, he'd be worried about. So, are you really thinking about running for president? Is this something you think?
Listen, I have no choice because I've had elected officials, and I'm not going to give them names. Elected officials coming up to me. I've had folks who are pundits come up to me. I've had folks that got a lot of money, billionaires and others, that have talked to me about exploratory committees and things of that nature. I'm not a politician. I've never had a desire to be a politician. I just signed a contract extension with ESPN. I am very, very
pretty
happy
good one too
with my day job. I'm very happy with my bosses. It's a pretty damn good one. Just right. It's a pretty damn good contract. I couldn't be happier. But here's the reality. People have walked up to me, including my own pastor, for crying out loud, who has said to me, you don't know what God has planned for you. At least show the respect to the people who believe in you, who respect you, who believe that you can make a difference in this country, to leave the door open for any possibilities 2 to 3 years down the line. And that's what I've decided to do. But again, whether it's Westmore, Governor Westmore, who I know, or Governor Josh Shapiro from Pennsylvania, who I know, Andrew Cuomo, who I had the pleasure of interviewing, who's trying to get back in things and be the next mayor of New York, etc. I see a lot of people that obviously and clearly are more qualified than me. But in the same breath, when you think about what Trump is getting away with, when you think about what you brought up about Steve Bannon, who's trying to be slick because he's looking at a non-political individual like myself, looking at me as a populist. But you better be careful what you ask for, because some of the stuff that Trump and the right has been trying to get away with, like circumventing the 22nd Amendment of the Constitution, talking about how there could be a third term. Excuse me. Be careful what you wish for, because if any GOP member, if any Republican supports that, I don't want to hear a word out of their mouth ever again about the following the Constitution. The Constitution. That's what they've been living off for years. And then you're talking about circumventing the 22nd Amendment, and you think that's cool? No way. That's not something that we should stand for. So I would hope somebody else would step up that's more qualified than me. But if it has to come down to me, it is something I would consider. Yes, I would. Because I don't mind the thought of tussling with these folks at all, on the left or the right. All of them disgust me, to be quite honest with you.
For the sake of this show and the sake of content, could you imagine if third term was a thing and it was Trump-Obama in 2028? Never will happen, but would be great content. As far as Stephen A. Smith goes, this is why I think he has a chance. Think about this. Democrats tried to run Hillary. It didn't work. They tried it again with Kamala Harris. Mm-hmm. It didn't work. Tim Walz, no shot. Gavin Newsom, no shot. California wildfire disaster, nail in the coffin for Gavin Newsom for president. It's Shapiro or it's Stephen A. Smith, in my opinion. Yeah. Those are the two. And I give Shapiro a massive advantage.
There's not some, like, unknown governor out there that could
like
step
he's Andy
in.
Bashir's in Kentucky.
The guy from
these
Kentucky.
Moderate Democrats in red states. But you talk about not knowing Stephen A. Smith. There might not be 9 people in America who know Andy Bashir.
Outside of the state of Kentucky.
Outside of a Starbucks in Lexington.
Yeah.
We should take a break and then come back on the other side. Yes, Steve Bannon was on with Bill Maher where he said Trump will run a third term and will win.
Steve Bannon
said that. Also, Dana White comments on the meeting with Bill Maher and the president. Plus, we have so much more. Oh, and an update on the hottie school teacher in Ohio who had sex with the 15-year-old. There's video evidence that she's back with her husband.
Oh, really?
We'll get to all of that on the other side.
Steve Bannon and Bill Maher together. I did not have that on my 2025 bingo.
It was a
bingo card.
It was a great conversation.
How about that? Proof that we can all get along and have conversations.
Imagine that.
Kalen Company, Tony Bruno, Harry Mays, Greg Stocker. We continue next on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
It's Kalen Company on demand from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD and the free Odyssey app.
I'm not selfish. Like, if you want to give some love to some other stations, that's fine. Well, we know you're going to come back here because our content is too compelling.
There you go.
Right?
Yes, indeed.
Come on.
As we continue with the cut sheet, the never-ending cut sheet.
All right. Steve Bannon was on with Bill Maher, and he insists to Maher that Trump is going to run for a third term.
Oh, boy.
This is cut six. Cut six, Phil, go.
Here it is, the Constitution. Can I read a passage to you? Amendment 22. No person shall be elected to the office of the president more than twice. And yet you keep talking about Trump's third. Maybe you should have this.
Here, oh, just,
I'll get you to sign it backstage and underline.
I will.
President Trump didn't bring up running for a third term. Myself and others brought up running for a third term. President Trump is going to run for a third term, and President Trump is going to be elected again on the afternoon of January 20th of 2029. He's going to be president of the United States.
Okay, but the thing I just read in there, it seemed like there was no wiggle room there. It seemed like it was just, you know, 8 or 10 words. It said only two times.
We have a team of people that are working. A team.
How can a team do something about that? What? I don't care if the team is 12 trillion people. The words are still the words.
Bill, every day in federal courts, right now in federal courts, there's 120 lawsuits on what President Trump's doing for his Article II rights on the unified executive theory.
But
he's chief executive, he's commander-in-chief, and he's chief magistrate and chief law enforcement officer. There's 100, and they're running to court every day to sue President Trump, all because the interpretation of this. The interpretation of this is open for interpretation.
How should it be open? Could I have it back? I'm sorry to be... No person... you would agree he's a person. Okay, shall be elected. He was elected to the office. That's the office of the president more than twice. Twice is once and then another time. I don't see what the team is finding.
Okay.
I will disagree.
Listen, Bill, in 2014, you talk about long odds. In 2014, when I backed President Trump when I was running Breitbart, they said I turned Breitbart into Trump Pravda. Okay, the odds there, he pulled at zero. Then later in 2021, after he got back to Mar-a-Lago, when Fox abandoned him, the Murdochs abandoned him, the Republican Party abandoned him, the odds were longer then. So our group, the MAGA movement and the tip of the spear of the MAGA movement, we've had long odds before.
You know what?
And we've come out winning twice. And we're going to come out, we've got long odds on this. We're going to come out winning a third time. On the afternoon of the 20th of January 2029, he's going to be president of the United States.
So, wow. I get the feeling we'll be talking about this a lot over the next couple of years as that gains steam.
We have breaking news, though. We have breaking news, immediate breaking news all over the world. The YouTube stream has now been deactivated.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, it's down.
It's all
right. We are no longer on YouTube. I don't know what happened.
Music, probably? No, it's not.
Know.
No, it's not music. It's the videos. It's the videos we play. The Bill Maher videos have... put us over the edge.
Oh, they flag us too now?
Yeah.
Like SNL?
Yeah.
Well, if you don't want your content shared with big audiences, then continue to do that.
Yeah.
Whatever. I actually think that this will be talked about a ton, and I do not, I'll go on record, I do not think Trump will seek a third term. And
I don't either.
If the economy does not pan out and he swings and misses with tariffs, he's done anyway.
Correct.
And I actually think you will get, now, if the economy's good, which I think it will be, I think we're going to have Shapiro versus Vance. But if the economy fails, well, J.D. Vance might start looking for other work as well.
Mm.
He does not poll well. He's not,
not
I like
by
him.
Himself.
He's not. Yeah. He has not polled well as the vice president, which I think would probably set up a Shapiro-DeSantis matchup.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, which I think would be glorious.
Oh, God.
Yep.
Wow.
I'm still not sold on Shapiro as the guy. Sorry, I'm not.
You think Newsom, you think Newsom will be the guy?
I don't think Shapiro has enough juice.
Yeah.
I mean, he talks a good game. You know, he's just, again, I'm glad nothing happened to him, first of all.
Yep.
Everybody's condemning it.
Yep.
Nobody's, you know, but the same people who are now out there saying, why isn't everybody, everybody is condemning it. But why does Josh Shapiro not condemn the Tesla things? Why is he always calling Trump Hitler and things like that? So everybody's got to calm the rhetoric down. And Josh Shapiro spits a lot of rhetoric out there because he wants to be president. I get it. That's what you do. But the bottom line is, I don't see Shapiro as a dynamic speaker. He's weaselly to me. And again, we'll see what happens.
Well, it's
nothing personal. I don't even know the guy.
Yeah.
I just don't think he's presidential.
We By the way, we're back. We're back on YouTube. YouTube.com/WPHT. The headline says, Kale and Company, WPHT, April 14th, 2025. Use this. So if you're listening right now on the Odyssey app or 1210 WPHT, we are back on YouTube right now. So head on over there. Speaking of Shapiro, yes, his home was set on fire by an arsonist, I guess we have to say allegedly. Colonel Christopher Paris of the PA State Patrol, spoke a lot on yesterday about Shapiro's home being set on fire and the investigation that's going into it. This has got 13 or 32. I'm sorry. Roll it.
No. So I can confirm at this point, as we put out already, we are conducting an arson investigation. And we're conducting an attempted homicide and aggravated arson investigation. That is the paradigm that we've operated in. A lot of the investigative tasks have focused on the who up until this point. Obviously, we're trying to piece together very early on the exact sequence of events. We were late in coming out here because we were getting rapid information as it was occurring. And I'm pleased to announce that we do have an individual in custody. His name is Cody Balmer, B-A-L-M-E-R, age 38, with a Harrisburg post office address. In terms of the sequence of events, because of the thrust of the investigation concentrating on the who, I want to be very deliberate in my comments as to the how and exactly the time frame. What I do feel confident in saying at this point is that we don't anticipate any charges for conspiracy. But again, I'd reiterate my qualifier that I mentioned earlier, that we are still very much inside the first 24 hours. But at this point, we do not anticipate that. Likewise, the quick action of the members of the governor's detail, not only his immediate family, but some extended family members who were here. You will see from the physical plant behind me how grave the situation was. And when this occurred, I will tell you again the exact sequence of events. We will conduct a full review, but I feel very confident in telling you that it occurred over an extremely brief period of time, several minutes. And the quick action of those troopers last night immediately shifted to the safety of the governor and his family and his extended family. So we will certainly take a look and have a full, competent, and thorough investigation. But our hats are off to the quick action of all the first responders, not just within the state police, but as the governor said, Harrisburg Fire Department, who was instrumental in getting here quickly and getting the fire knocked down. We have kept tabs on the governor all day and will continue to do so.
You know, now feels like a good time to wonder what we do as far as security and maybe take a real deep dive on the President of the United States, the Vice President, those in the House, those in the Senate, those that are governors, those that are big city mayors, and re-examine just what exactly security details look like, right?
Yeah.
Like, I'm all for guys like Tony Fauci or anybody that's out of a government job no longer being provided government-funded security, and it's nothing to do with COVID. But like anybody like a Fauci, an NIH guy, anything like that, CIA, when you're out and you've made your money in politics or in public office, if you feel like you need security,
hire it yourself. Yeah.
Right. But like this feels like maybe we should be looking at, you know, whether it's John Kennedy in Louisiana or AOC in Brooklyn or wherever she's from, Queens. Like, I'm wondering what this looks like. I'm guessing it's not nearly as protective as we think.
Yeah, I think that's
again. You only need like one security guard. You know, like the White House has snipers on the roof, but not 24/7. But they have security people around the perimeter in case somebody jumps the fence. Even if the president's not there, it's a building that has to be protected. But you know, the fact that there's not one security guard at the governor's mansion in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. I mean, we're not talking about $1 million a year job. We're talking about security.
Yeah,
you know, a state trooper, whatever. I mean, we got football coaches who have five state troopers taking them out onto the field and going
at
back
halftime.
Yeah.
at halftime. You know what I mean? But we don't have a governor. Doesn't have at a mansion.
Yeah,
doesn't have one security official nearby.
Yeah. I mean, somebody's got to ask that question for the next assembled media gathering. And I know they're not going to give the answer. They're not going to say, "Well, we have 12 security guards on duty." They're not going to give you the details. They're going to give you the puff piece cliche answers. Oh, he's protected at all times by the most competent and blah 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 blah. But really, I mean, are they? I don't know.
By the way, if you're just tuning in, we're back up streaming live on YouTube. If you could give us a little like over there so we can get back in people's algorithms.
You got to start over.
We start over and we have like, you know, we have like record numbers of people watching us and then all of a sudden it disappears and it's not my fault. And I'm sorry about that.
And Harry, you know, Harry's got to say it. Now, he hasn't said it all morning. Harry, what happened when we lost the YouTube feed there momentarily?
What is going on back there?
Exactly right.
To be fair,
and I am pissed.
That
I
was not a drop, by the way.
Get up, Harry.
That was.
So get on over to YouTube right now. I'm going to sit here and wait. I'm going to make. I'm going to.
Yeah,
do,
I just
they
did
put
it.
Some
I'm,
other. You know what
I'm
happened
do radio
after
silence.
You know what happened after they got some sports station on there.
Uh-oh.
With no listeners. An outrage.
I mean, they get about 100 views, you know, 100 concurring views on their site.
No, it's not. It's not a local sports. It was another sports station.
I was talking about the other.
Oh,
local,
you're talking about
local
that.
No, it's
station.
Not. It's not a local one.
You guys may have used to work for. Cut 31 here to Harry and Tony's point about. The suspect evaded police, is what they were saying. Like, what is happening here?
What is this guy doing watching Sunday Night Baseball?
The fence over there, the pet shop, is that where he came in and was the fence damaged because of him?
Yes, I will. I'll turn it over to Lieutenant Colonel Bivens at this point. That was the point of ingress. And as I said, we will be conducting a multifaceted review in terms of security measures and the exact timeline of how it happened. But I do feel very confident in saying that certain steps of due diligence were taken by our people. And, you know, we are in their debt for getting the governor and his family immediate and extended out of the house. When you see the physical plant behind me, it will be readily apparent how grave the situation was.
How did this happen?
One second. I'll turn it over to Lieutenant Colonel Bivens. Stand by.
Quiet, lady.
Yeah.
So this individual came over a fence and right behind where all of you are standing right now.
Okay.
He actively evaded troopers who were here to secure the residence even while they were searching for him.
So let me get this straight. And, Phil, I'm sorry, I paused it. So let me get this straight. He went over a fence and evaded the police. Like, isn't their job to see people who go over the fence?
Well, here's the question.
So there must have been the same people who were sent to Butler to keep an eye on that kid. By the way, we know more about the suspect who went in and burned, allegedly set fire to the governor's mansion than we do about the kid that was on a rooftop in Butler 9 months ago.
That's a very good point.
Yep.
Well, here's the
9 hours to 9 months.
Were the troopers DEI hires?
Yeah.
855-839-1210. Tony, is that kind of what you were kind of hinting at a little bit there? I mean, how do these people, when you have one job, fail to do that one job, right? I don't know how big the government is.
How do you evade police? This guy's a weird-looking weirdo.
Yeah. Right.
Well, that's what weirdos are. Not all weirdos are weird-looking, though. Some weirdos look perfectly normal. But this guy is a nutcase. You can tell by looking at him, as Frank Rizzo once said. I can tell by looking at you.
You're a lush.
He's a crumb creep coward.
Yeah. I'm telling you, get away from me.
All right, Phil, keep rolling with this.
On the property. While they were searching is when he attacked at the residence, broke in and set the fires. So that was all playing out over a period of several minutes. It was a very quick event that occurred. And again, troopers were actively searching for him at the time.
What did he use to start the fire?
He had some homemade incendiary devices.
Molotov cocktail.
I'm not going to provide a lot more detail on that right now. A lot of material has been collected and is being analyzed, but I think a homemade device describes it for right now.
So Steve, did you know he was on the property before he started the fire?
We knew that there had been a breach on the property, and we were searching to determine what the what had occurred, why there was a breach.
Can I ask you guys a question?
How big is this place?
I've got it's huge. I was just going to give it to you. It's 29,000 square feet.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's a little bigger than mine.
So, yeah, so they were up in a different part of the residence where it's like, you know, they wouldn't have. But aren't there, I mean, some of the most basic homes have alarm systems.
Yeah.
Right.
Nothing? Like, this house has no alarm system? Nothing?
I mean, there's more cameras at 24th and Market.
I was just going to say, there's no Ring doorbell camera. There's nothing. That's what, I just don't, I don't know. I don't, something.
Do you think something's fishy?
Something about this doesn't smell right.
It's located right off the edge of the Susquehanna River. It's 29,000 square feet.
And it's in a, by the way, it's in a very, like, you know, it's a nice neighborhood, but there's other homes around there. You know what I mean? Like, it's not like it's, there's nothing else there.
It's called the Uptown neighborhood of Harrisburg.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. I'm not super familiar with Harrisburg, but I know, I heard reports from their neighbors that are just like, I can't believe this happened, you know, because that home that was, you know, set ablaze, like there's neighbors there.
Yeah. But, I mean, the only time I venture to Harrisburg is to pick up Pennsylvania Broadcasting Radio Awards.
Roll this.
Yeah, that happens.
Will there be an increased security presence around the governor's mansion, and will the FBI remain on site? Yeah. Talk a little bit about what's going to go on.
There is already a security review underway to determine how we can ensure that we don't have a repeat of a situation like this. We look at all aspects, personnel, technical surveillance equipment, security equipment, all of that will be reviewed, and we will do our best to ensure that the governor and his family are safe in this residence.
I don't know. There just seems to be a lot of these stories where Secret Service isn't up to the task, and the PA police, you know, are letting these guys who are on their radar, you know, set fire to the governor's mansion. I don't know.
The amount of times we hear this, so-and-so was on our radar. Well, then you need to either get a new radar, or figure out how to interpret what the radar is telling you.
Yeah, your radar stinks, pal.
It's also amazing that a fire could derail Gavin Newsom's political career while simultaneously elevating Josh Shapiro's.
That's true.
Wow.
We should take another break and then come back, and I have plenty of more. But while we're taking this commercial break, this very brief commercial break, head on over to YouTube, youtube.com/@1210WPHD. Make sure you're hitting the like and subscribe buttons while you're there so we can get up back up in people's feeds, because we lost hundreds of viewers, which is just killing me right now.
Kale and Company, fourth hour is next here on a Monday on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Start your day with Kale and Company, weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
Hey, what's up, flies? This is David Spade.
Dana Carvey.
Look, I know we never actually left, but I'll just say it. We are back with another season of Fly on the Wall.
Every episode, including ones with guests, will now be on video. Every Thursday, you'll hear us and see us chatting with big-name celebrities.
And every Monday, you're stuck with just me and Dana. We react to news, what's trending, viral clips.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.